Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
We're talking a lot about health today, and we're just going to stick with it for a little bit, because even though the sun isn't splitting the stones anymore, it doesn't mean we should relax about caring for our skin. Well, on the line now is Professor Nicola Ralph of the Institute of Dermatologists. Good morning.
Morning, Jennifer.
Thanks for doing this. Nicola, let's talk about UV rays. What are they exactly, and why is it that a cloudy day won't actually protect us from them?
So there's different types of UVA rays, but the two most important to us are UVA and UVB. Okay. UVC, majority of it is kind of absorbed by the time it reaches the Earth's surface. So that's why when you look at a bottle of sunscreen, it'll have the words usually UVA and UVB written on the front. So for any listeners there, UVA, easy to remember, is there all year round. So they are the rays that can come through the window. So they come through glass when you're driving your car, if you're sitting in the office beside the window. And they are the aging, again, A for aging, aging rays of the sun. So they're the ones mainly that contribute to the lines and wrinkles that we get, unfortunately, as we get older. That's UVA.
Don't
and then UVA, UV, yeah, unfortunately. UVB is B for burning. So they're the burning rays of the sun. So basically in Ireland from about mid-March till the end of September, we are at risk of damage from UVB rays. And what La Roche-Posay have done is look at asking people what are their, you know, sun protection habits, you know, as the summer ends and autumn approaches, which is obviously September, would they be likely to wear a sunscreen? And, you know, basically 50% of them said they have never worn sunscreen in September. Again, almost 50% said they've had sunburn in the last summer. 4% of Irish people have had a blistering sunburn, so a really severe sunburn. But I suppose the important thing to get across is that most of us are really good at protecting our skin with sunscreen when we go to, you know, the likes of Spain or Portugal for a week or two during the summer. And we're really, really bad at doing it in Ireland. But we only have the one sun, so it's important to just put your sunscreen on, whether you're at home or abroad.
March to the end of September especially.
Absolutely, yeah, when UVB is at its strongest. But really, if you're trying to protect yourself, 365 days a year is important, because the UV index, even though obviously, you know, yesterday was miserable and raining, today is sunny again, and it's a moderate UV index today. So for any outdoor workers, you know, anyone in construction, farming, they are the ones that are exposed all year round. And today has a moderate index, so they could get significant sun exposure today just by being out and about.
But what do you say to people who say that too much SPF means that you'll miss out on vitamin D, which apparently we're all deficient in?
Yeah, I mean, in Ireland, we do not get enough vitamin D all year round anyway. So even if we're good in the summer, the WHO would recommend 5 to 15 minutes of daily sun exposure on your face, neck and your arms. And if you did that, you know, even like 5 to 10 minutes before you put your sunscreen on would be enough to give you vitamin D over the summer months. But vitamin D only lasts for about 30 to 60 days. So just because you get that in the summer, by the time we get to, you know, the middle of January, we're completely covered up with hats and scarves. We're never going to get enough vitamin D from the sun in an average Irish winter. So I just take vitamin D supplements all year round. I don't bother, you know, not taking them in the summer and only taking them in the winter, because I know for a fact I'm always covered up. I'm in work at the crack of dawn and I leave late at night, so I'm never going to see enough sun in January, for example, to make my proper vitamin D.
And you know the vitamin D supplement that GPs tell you to give your newborn and your kid?
Yeah.
How often? So you should just do that all the time. Like, you should never stop doing that, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there is vitamin D in certain foods, but it is a little bit more limited. But in fairness, you know, a lot of the companies have adapted over time, and they do put vitamin D into milk and bread and, you know, a lot of supplements, a lot of foods that children would consume, trying to make sure that they aren't vitamin D deficient. It's really important for your bone health. It's really important for immune health as well. And we've seen that just coming through a COVID pandemic, where patients who are vitamin D deficient were iller when they suffered with COVID.
Okay.
So it is really important. It's even been shown in some studies to help against, you know, cancer prevention for certain types of cancer. So it is really important, but like, it's so easy to take that you can either have sprays, there's drops for small babies, and they put it into gummies now for, you know, toddlers and smaller kids. So they have it in multiple different ways to take.
If any listeners have noticed a new mole or a change in colour or shape of one they've had already, what should they do instead of, you know, hoping that it'll just go away?
So the rule of thumb is anyone can get a spot, and it should heal over about 21 to 28 days, because that's the average skin cycle. But if you have something on your skin that isn't going away after a month, if it's changing, as you said, the shape, the size, the colour, if it's kind of pink and scaly or starting to bleed, then you need to go and see your GP. So after a month, if you're worried about it and it's still there, then definitely touch base with your GP. And obviously, if they have more concerns that it needs to be seen further, then you'd probably be referred on to a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon.
Okay. Now, tell us about this sun safety bus tour. Sounds like a bit of crack.
Yeah, so basically for anyone who, you know, anyone who may have concerns, they've noticed something on their skin over the summer, they want a bit of advice on it. There is a bus tour and it's happening this Sunday the 17th in Dundrum Town Centre. So for anyone who's familiar with the Dundrum Town Centre, it's happening out the back where all the restaurants are, where usually the ice skating rink is. And you can come up and talk to some healthcare professionals and they can give you advice on the lesion of concern. And obviously, if they're worried about it themselves, they're going to tell you to go and see your GP or on further. But for people who aren't particularly worried about anything in particular and they just want to have a little bit more education about sun safety, how to protect themselves all year round, they can also pop in and have their questions answered.
Lastly, what are we talking here? Are we talking SPF 25, 50, would you do like a 25 in March? Would you do like a SPF 50 in the summer? And do you up it in the hotter months? Like, or do you just do 50 all year round? What would you say?
Yeah, no, it's basically a minimum of 30, particularly
okay.
in the winter
okay.
months. And then especially for children, try and up it to 50. All that really means is if you look at a bottle of sunscreen, most of them, if they have a kind of a circle, if they have five stars in it, you know, that is a really good protecting sunscreen. But the number on the front is just the amount of time that you can spend further in the sun. So, for example, if it took you 10 minutes to burn in the sun with no sunscreen, you can say 30 times longer with a factor 30 or 50 times longer with a factor 50. But in all reality, by the time we jump in and out of the swimming pool, rub it off with a towel, it doesn't last 50 times longer. So what we say to everyone is 30 and above in winter, 50 and above if you can in summer, and reapply it every 2 hours. That's the most important.
I never knew that. See, just that line alone is amazing for, I suspect, a lot
yeah, and
of people.
Use enough of it. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
It's about a shot glass size for, you know, a full body. You know, it never seems amazing that many people to buy a bottle of sunscreen and still come home with the same bottle of sunscreen for the whole family. Clearly, that is not enough. But I suppose the most expensive way is the sunscreen. And the least expensive is the style of clothing. So
and it does go off, right?
Kids.
Like the sunscreen, it does have an expiry date.
Yeah, I mean, it does. If the bottle hasn't been opened and it's been kept in kind of a cool, dark place, you know, even though the expiry might say, you know, say it was the summer 2023, have not opened it, it'll still work for actually a couple of years after. But if that bottle has been opened, it's been in your suitcase, it's been out in the sun, it'll be altered by the heat, you know, so the chemicals will change. So if you have it opened, I would discard it and I wouldn't be waiting to use that next summer. It would be get a new bottle. But if it hasn't been opened and stored somewhere cool, it should be fine.
I'd say you have amazing skin.
Well, look, we've all done damage and most of our damage is done by the time we were in our early 20s.
I said that as well,
you know,
this morning, didn't I, Edna?
Yeah.
I did say that, what Nicola's saying, all of it, most of our damage is done. So parents, you know, make sure you're lamping it on the kids as well. It's so important.
They are good though, in fairness. And all the stores, like the local stores have, you know, UV protective clothing, rash vests. So times have changed. It's more the adults that, you know, La Roche-Posay was trying to capture with this study, because we haven't changed our habits because we thought, look, we got some from our child, the damage is done, we can't reverse it. Of course we can't reverse it, but we can certainly continue to protect ourselves and not get more damage on top of what we've already done.
All you have to say, you just got to go for the vanity. You just say, look, you're going to look 90 when you're
wrinkles.
Yeah,
exactly.
That, I mean, I think you had everybody's attention when you started talking about wrinkles. I'm going to be honest, because that's what we're all concerned about. But
well, a good statistic is 80 to 90% of your wrinkles are from the sun.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
If you really do protect yourself, you're going to look an awful lot younger.
Perfect, perfect. Like, you've done your job. You've changed the nation's mind. Amazing. Nicola, thank you so much for taking the call today. That was Professor Nicola Ralph telling us about La Roche-Posay Sun Safety Tour Skin Survey. Amazing. And we've all learned something new, haven't we? Or just me? I think we've all learned something new.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.